time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Now, reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back in to the Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing. It is Thursday, April 18th. Yesterday, after an attempt to push further above $2,400, the gold price was cracked on the head right after the London PM price fix. A small cliff dive took the price down to $2,389 for the COMEX close. After a brief bounce, the price was pushed down to $2,376 for the afternoon settlement. Silver rose steadily overnight, rising as high as $28.88 into the London price fix. But that same scoundrel that gave gold a head beating also got a hold of silver and pushed it down to as low as $28.20 when it bounced a bit to settle $28.28. For the day, June gold fell $20, and May silver rose a couple pennies. The Mining Stock Journal noted that it suggested in the Monday update that the markets, including the metals, would be volatile this week. The mining stocks ignored the metals and rose despite the sell-off in the broad stock market. GDX jumped 1.5%. Speaking of mining stocks, the Mining Stock Journal will be releasing its latest issue this afternoon, featuring commentary on why gold and the dollar are rising in tandem right now, plus what will happen next. Learn more at investmentresearchdynamics.com. We'll get to the news out of the miners and explorers here in just a moment, but first a quick word about today's sponsor. This episode of Mining Stock Daily is brought to you by Vizsla Silver. Vizsla Silver is focused on becoming one of the world's largest single-asset silver producers through the exploration and development of the 100% owned Panuco-Capala Silver-Gold District in Sinaloa, Mexico. The company consolidated this historic district in 2019 and has now completed over 325,000 meters of drilling. The company has the world's largest undeveloped high-grade silver resource. You can learn more at VizslaSilverCorp.com. And here's what you need to know this morning. FPX Nickel announced an expansion of the company's Global Generative Alliance program with Japan Organization for Metals and Energy Security, or JOGMEC. FPX and JOGMEC have agreed to an expansion of Year 2 budgets. The program will remain focused on the global identification and acquisition of high-quality Iwaruwaite nickel properties similar in geological character to the company's flagship Baptiste Nickel Project. That budget will increase from the initially planned $650,000 to $1.5 million for year two. In fact, the Alliance has already acquired 120 square kilometers of new mineral claims in British Columbia. The staking was based on historic sampling by FPX, coupled with updated geological interpretation based on FPX's learnings from Baptiste. FPX Nickel trades on the Venture with FPX and on the OTCQB with FPOCF. West Red Lake Gold Mines reported drill results from its Madsen mine this morning. These drill results reported today were focused on the high-grade South Austin Zone, which currently contains an indicated mineral resource of 474,600 ounces, grading 8.7 grams per ton gold, and an additional inferred resource of 31,800 ounces, grading another 8.7 grams per ton gold. Highlights included 1.1 meters of 68.36 grams per ton gold and 3.95 meters of 13.83 grams per ton. The company says the mineralization encountered near the collar of these holes is believed to be the down dip continuation of a mineralized zone defined further up in the system. These intercepts are expected to extend this zone in future model updates. West Red Lake Gold Mines trades on the Venture with WRLG and on the OTCQB with WRLGF. Arizona Metals shared new drill results from the K Mine project. Three holes on the southern edge of the deposit have encountered zones of high-grade copper-rich and gold-rich mineralization that are open for expansion. Hull 143 returned 20.1 meters of 3.4% copper equivalent, and hull 139 returned 38 meters of 1.4% copper equivalent. Hull 137 was more precious metals rich and returned 7.9 meters of 1.4 grams per ton gold equivalent. With the completion of the recent drill holes, Arizona Metals has drilled a total of 106,000 meters on the property. The company is fully funded to complete the remaining 53,000 meters of the 76,000 meters Phase 3 drill program. Arizona Metals trades on the TSX with AMC and on the OTCQX with AZMCF. And yesterday, Awali Resources announced Canaccord-Genuity and a syndicate of underwriters have agreed to purchase on a bought deal basis 16 million units of the company at a price of 62 cents for proceeds of $10 million. Each unit will consist of one common share of the corporation and one half of one common share purchase warrant. Each warrant will entitle the holder to acquire one common share of the corporation for 24 months from the closing of the offering at a price of 80 cents. The deal is receiving some scrutiny as the company was trading closer to 79 cents per share earlier in the day. Awali Resources trades on the venture with ARIC. All right, that's a wrap here this week on the morning briefing, but we will be back later today with corporate updates plus a very important long-form episode and discussion I'm really looking forward to airing tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. The Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is produced by Clear Commodity Network and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. It is distributed throughout the world through your podcast network of choice and by our friends over at the Junior Mining Network. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Be well. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.